Good morning, Delaware. Welcome to Off the Shelf. We are glad to be here with you this morning. Beautiful Friday morning. Looking forward to a great weekend here in Delaware County in Central Ohio. Glad to have you with us. We have Nicole Fowles. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. It's Iron Man weekend, too.
Iron Man.
I'm so excited. I have two little girls who are running in the biddy race.
I am Iron Man.
Yes.
And we have Gage Tellus on the board. Good morning, Gage.
Good morning. Iron Man is a very good movie, by the way.
It is.
My favorite.
It's an excellent. I'm my favorite Marvel movie. But our special guest today is Zach Morgan, musician, composer, and just all-around great guy who has given us access to a wonderful video for our Summer Reading Club. If you haven't seen it yet, it is available on our Summer Reading Club page, and we're going to talk about some of those songs, and we're going to hear clips from those songs today. Welcome to Off the Shelf, Zach.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here and good to talk to you guys again. It's been a while.
It has been, but it's great to have you at least here electronically, even if we can't be in person. We'll look forward to next year being back in person.
Yes.
So
yeah, we're moving in the right direction for sure.
Definitely are.
I think last time you were here, I was about 4 days away from having a baby.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. And you were still hustling around.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. I think she was probably doing that as they were taking her into the delivery room. Probably,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
But speaking of big deliveries, let's talk about the big delivery in Cincinnati 3 years ago that you did a great song about. I love your song about Fiona. Tell us how that came about.
Well, the Cincinnati Pops, which is members of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, they do a Saturday morning series for families, and it's called the Lollipop Series.
Oh, yeah.
So they were doing a show with the Cincinnati Zoo, and they called me and asked if I'd like to participate. It was called Fiona's Birthday, it was called Fiona's Playlist. So the gist was these are all Fiona's favorite songs, and they were going to have me do a song that I'd already written. And I said, "What if I write one about Fiona?" And they said, "Okay, it sounds good." And then, lo and behold, a couple weeks later, I had a song that was pretty catchy, and we had one of the members of the Pops orchestrate it. His name is Tim Behrens, and he learned from another Cincinnati icon named Eric Kunzel, who passed away too young years ago. And Kunzel was the conductor of the symphony, or of the Pops. Anyway, Tim is a wonderful orchestrator. So he did this elaborate orchestration, and I got to perform it with the symphony at Music Hall in Cincinnati, which was very exciting and intimidating. It was a thrill, but yeah, that's a train that doesn't stop if you screw up.
Right.
You know? So I was like, please, please don't forget the words, please. And but it went off great. It went up without a hitch, and it was a full house. And then I said, well, why not record this thing properly? I've built my own little recording studio in Cincinnati over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in members of the symphony one at a time, and it's all real instruments, the recording you hear on the video.
Wow.
90 tracks.
Yes.
All recorded on a fancy German microphone called a U67, and it sounds great on everything. And so it was quite an elaborate production and tons of fun.
It's beautiful music, but I hope people will take the time to look at the video because the scenes of Cincinnati, I don't think Cincinnati's ever looked that good.
No.
All those different scenes that you shot around the city. Great American Ballpark and the terminal and all those things. It's just gorgeous.
The Children's Hospital, the zoo. I mean, I watched this video, and I'm a University of Cincinnati alum, and this was just a love story to the city of Cincinnati and Fiona, of course.
That was the goal. And I wanted to tip the hat to some iconic brands in Cincinnati, including the Reds and Grater's Ice Cream and Skyline Chili. But, there's one little cameo by the former GM of the Reds, Dick Williams. He catches the head of lettuce. He and I went to high school together, and I've known him forever, so he was kind enough to be in it. And I even got to swim with Fiona, as you saw.
I saw that. I was wondering if that was a special effect or if that was for real.
No, you know what? There were members of the Children's Hospital who helped save Fiona.
Yes.
From their pulmonary wing. Mm-hmm. And I learned from the zoo that one of the doctors over there, as a hobby, makes these huge paper mache animals. So that is a paper mache head that we had about 3 minutes to get that shot before the paper mache started to
decomposing.
Go south. Literally go south to the bottom of this very kind of nasty pond I was swimming in. But the hippo head looked so real that I had friends who I tell them it was real, and for a minute they believe me.
Okay, well let's
you do not want to swim with a real hippo.
Oh, no.
I didn't think so. No.
Even though Fiona is a sweet hippo, honestly, she's been raised by people and she is very sweet to the handlers, but they're still wild animals.
They're highly aggressive animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, let's take a listen to some of Fiona here. And now just close your eyes as you're listening to this, unless you're driving, and imagine scenes around Cincinnati as he sings, and then go back, watch the video. So listen here, and this is Fiona by Zach Morgan. Okay, that was lots of fun. I just really love that video, and I love the song. So thank you so much for sharing that with us on this video. Again, this video is available on the DelawareLibrary.org/summer reading.
Yes.
So make sure you check this out. There are multiple songs on this video. I think the video runs about half an hour. So, Nicole, pick another song that's from there that you want to talk about.
Yes. Well, Zach, you know, you're a regular around town here, and we've had you on the radio a handful of times and in person a handful of times. But one song that was fairly new to me was your song Conniptions. This one, and I think it's timely right now as well, because in about a week we'll be celebrating Harry Potter's birthday. And this song has a little throw of fun to Harry Potter and He Who Must Not Be Named. You had fun writing this one, didn't
Please
you?
Please do not say his name.
No. I won't say it at all. But yeah, you had fun writing this one, I could tell.
I did. And actually, I wrote that one close to 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Right, just when the first book had come out, mm-hmm. and a library asked me to write that. And I haven't been performing it as much, but it's full of wordplay. And
yes.
This whole video, one of the things I try to do is teach about elements of a story and literary devices, and that song is full of them. So, and it has all the elements of a story, of course. Harry Potter has characters and different literary devices and you know, setting and plot and all that sort of thing. So I use that song to teach those things to kids.
Yes.
And it was tons of fun to write.
I tried to describe, I was reading a Dave Pilkey novel, The Captain Underpants, to my daughter this week, and he uses a lot of alliteration in his writing, and I tried to explain that to her, and you know, for a moment she was engaged, and then she went, oh, okay. So I tried
it's interesting how different ages, all of a sudden it'll click for a while, and then they're beyond that, or they're not quite to that yet.
Right.
Well, when you did the Funny Farm song and talked about the rhymes, what's a word that rhymes with your name? I'm going, George, Forge.
Oh,
that's it.
Well, Gorge. That's fun. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah, George.
Gorgeous George is a good alliteration. Not appropriate, yeah. But it's a good alliteration. So anyway, let's hear a little bit of Conniption here and enjoy your Harry Potter moment.
Deep in the darkness, a soul is dripping globs of ghastly goo. It lurks inside the wizard who we call you-know-who. I won't say his name, it gives my friends conniptions, but I don't see what harm could come from this benign description. His eyes are sunken in and colored bloody red. His skin's so white and pasty that he looks already dead. But far from dead he is the wickedest of wizards. Voldemort's the wizard with the name that we all dread. Did I just say it? I didn't mean to. You never say his name, the foul, repulsive rotter. His name is worse to witches than a bucket full of water. But if the lightning scar upon your forehead's getting hotter, he's got his eyes on you, the one and only Harry Potter. His fishy flesh is festered, his fangs have gotten yellow. But the freakiest of features on this reeky, rotten fellow are the nostrils on that wizard. They're slitted like a lizard. Blood runs cold inside his veins, he turns my knees to jello. they're quick and sneaky. The one we never name, he oozes where he's leaky. And it would be a shame if you became the target of the one with moldy warts, that fermentifying fungus, who I don't call Voldemort. Did I just do that again? Did I do it? I didn't mean it. You never say his name, the foul, repulsive rotter. His name is worse to witches than a bucket full of water. But if the lightning scar upon your forehead's getting hotter, he's got his eyes on you, the one and only Harry Potter. He's got his eyes on you, the one and only Harry Potter. Oh, I'm so glad the song's finally over. I don't have to worry about accidentally saying Voldemort. Did I do it again? Oh, I didn't mean it.
Okay. That really takes me back. I love those Harry Potter books, and it took me a while to get into them, but boy, once I did, and my both of my grandkids absolutely love them. They've and I like the way you started that, because it's like every time you get a new generation, you got a new generation of Harry Potter readers.
Right, right.
So it's a true evergreen. So we are going to take a short break here for our commercial spots and things, and we want to thank the Friends of the Library for their sponsorship. But we will be back in a couple of minutes with Zach Morgan. We'll talk about more of these songs on the video that he's done for the Delaware County District Library. So stay tuned. And welcome back to Off the Shelf. We are here with Zach Morgan, singer, writer, composer, friend of Fiona. It's it's great to have you here.
That's
you
good.
Know, we were
that's good alliteration.
Oh, there we go.
We were just talking during the break about the process and hearing you talk about how you wrote the Harry Potter song, how you came around with the Fiona song. It's interesting listening to writers, composers, musicians talk about their process and how they create. Talk a little bit about how you do this, because I think lots of people are intimidated by a blank piece of paper or mm-hmm. or a blank computer screen.
I am no exception, and that goes back to when I was in grade school. I've always been afraid of the blank page, and what if I write something that's not good?
Mm-hmm.
And then when that the fear of that is outweighed by the fear of, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get it finished in time, and then I'll really look like a chump.
Deadlines.
And that's my definition of inspiration. but I've gotten better at not being afraid of the page, the blank page, because the more you do it, the easier it gets, and you don't have. You can always go back to square one. You don't have to put it out there until you feel like it's finished. And I write in many different ways, and I get inspired by authors like J.K. Rowling. And Rowling, I think, based on my gut feeling is she was inspired by people like J.R.R. Tolkien
mm-hmm.
and yeah. Roald Dahl, who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There mm-hmm. are elements of so she learns from other writers too. And I heard she actually wrote a lot of that on napkins
right.
and scrap pieces of paper in the coffee shop. And so there are many ways to go about it. A lot of it's just taking a chance, and we're all creative. I know some people feel like, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, I disagree. I think everyone is born with creativity.
We've always heard that it's like a muscle.
And we express it in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's like a muscle. You just, you know, if you never used it, then it's not strong. But if you, when you start using it, it strengthens it as you use it more and more.
I must have.
That's right. Well, look at children. I mean, children mm-hmm. are creative. They'll sit and draw. They'll sing. And then that when you start, the fear of being judged hits you when you're in fourth or fifth grade. And that's when it gets a little more challenging. But when you see young kids and that, we all have that still in us.
Yes.
But every child is creative.
And we
love
seeing
that. But they're just
that.
Not afraid
yes.
to be wrong.
We see that when we do the Young Writers Workshops that the right. the Friends sponsor. These kids, you know, they're pre-writing in a lot of cases. They're very young. But they're so willing to just put out that creativity and say, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a story about a dinosaur who goes to McDonald's. You know, it's they just do it. It's great.
And as an adult, you would say, well, what if someone doesn't think that's funny, or what if mm-hmm. someone thinks that's weird? But as a kid, you're just free.
Right. Yeah,
I heard this great story. There's mm-hmm. a guy named Kenneth Robinson, and he's an educator who's been knighted. But he talked about a child who was always daydreaming, and the teacher noticed one time they did an art lesson, and this child was focused. And she went up and she said, what are you drawing? She noticed a difference. And she said, what are you drawing? And the child said, well, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, well, nobody knows what God looks like. And the kid said, well, they will in a minute. And his point is that children are not afraid to be wrong. And that's so liberating.
That's
so
right.
Me being around kids is it's very good medicine, I think, for everybody, because kids don't miss the forest for the trees.
That's right.
This is the perfect transition, because your songs are not only, we've talked about Fiona, which was inspired by, you know, the hippopotamus who was, you know, born early and revived by, you know, Cincinnati nurses. We talked about Conniptions, which has fun with writing and putting words together. But your songs are also very uplifting. You have several songs that have had made me cry as a parent. And there's one that you show in this video that was part of our summer reading club called Sea of Smiles, which is another just, it feels so nice. What inspired Sea of Smiles?
Boy, you're not going to believe this one, but there's a dentist office in Cincinnati. I kid you not.
There's no smiles at the dentist.
Well, they actually do a wonderful job. They've got these life-size sort of submarine compartments, and every room has a different theme in this dentist office. There's the race car room and the Barbie room, and they're life-size scuba divers and huge octopuses. It's like going to the amusement park, and they try and make it a fun, not scary experience for kids. So
the little Shop of Horrors room. Yeah.
I'm like, why don't they do that for adults?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I hate the dentist.
Well, it would be the horrors for adults, because that's when you're old enough to have a tooth yanked out.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, it's usually not as traumatic. But anyway, that was the inspiration for that. And I just decided to sort of take that metaphor and make it literal. I'm actually looking out at a sea full of smiles. And the guy who shoots all of my videos, there's a lot of stock footage. Well, I shouldn't say stock, but his own B-roll footage that he shot for other projects. Mm-hmm. His name is Bob Mills, and I should give him credit, because he shoots beautiful work. Jay Leno loves him.
Oh, great.
He does a lot of work for Children's Hospital and Jim Beam and other companies. But he's shot in 40 different countries.
Wow.
So he's just got a mountain of great footage.
Well, let's listen to a minute of Sea of Smiles, and maybe I will download this and bring it with me the next time I go to the dentist to put me in a happy place.
All right. Listen up.
Here is where our ship is moored. So everybody climb aboard and sail away into the ocean blue. Every cabin has a different theme, where you can just relax and dream and wave goodbye to whatever troubles you. You're on the Sea of Smiles, the Sea of Smiles. It goes on and on for miles. Put a smile on your face and make the world a brighter place, sailing on the Sea of Smiles. I can see your pearly whites shining like the stars at night, filling up the world with light. On the Sea of Smiles, the Sea of Smiles, it goes on and on for miles. Put a smile on your face and make the world a better place, sailing on the Sea of Smiles.
Well, if that didn't make you smile, you probably should check your pulse. So that's just great. The one song that got, we're not going to do a clip up from it here, but the closing song on your video, Let Me In, that's a good song for listeners of any age.
Mm-hmm.
The story you tell at the beginning and the song itself, just, again, very uplifting. So thank you for doing that for us as well, because that really means a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's a crossover. I mean, I wrote that for adults as well as kids, and
okay.
It could be taken in many ways.
It sure can.
But
yeah.
Just confiding in a loved one when you've got a burden you're carrying is a good idea.
Yeah, it's something I used to talk about when I did a lot of motivational speaking for library managers. Was that, you know, it's only lonely at the top if you let it be.
Right.
You know that,
mm-hmm.
that if you
oh
if you're,
I like there you go
if you reach out, you're going to find people, and but if you never reach out, you never will. So. Anyway, so enough of that.
Yeah,
it's hard to reach out sometimes. You're afraid.
Yeah, because you're afraid you're going to get rejected.
Good when you,
yeah, But yeah, it does feel good, man, when you finally do that, when you finally break through. Yeah. Anyway, so Nicole's picked out a fourth song that she also wants to talk about. So.
Yeah, this, I think, will be our last song together today. But, of course, we have the full video of Zach Morgan on DelawareLibrary.org/summer reading. Go to the on-demand tab on that page and scroll down and go to Zach's video. The password is right there so you can have full access to it and watch it as many times as you'd like, really. The last one that I wanted to play through is one that if you've seen Zach in person at any of our branches when he's made a visit, you are familiar with this one. It's called Tayo Dinaki, which sounds like it's a foreign language, but you turn it around and it's awfully familiar.
That's right. What do you call that? I forget. It's not a palindrome, but when you flip a word around. But Tayo Dinaki. Are we going to watch a little clip of that?
Yeah, let's listen to a clip of it. Well, that'll be a tease.
All right.
Tayo Dinaki, Tayo Dinaki. When we're afraid we can't, that is when we chant. Tayo Dinaki. There are times we take it on the chin, but when we're down, we never pack it in. Get up off the ground and we turn that word around. Then it's time to sing it out again. I can do it. I can do it. I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. And you can do
it. All right. So did you figure it out?
Right.
Okay.
It has a good visual too.
Yes,
if you didn't quite get it when you listened to the song, go watch the video and you'll see the visual, and then it'll all make sense to you then. But this is one that my kids sing a lot, and in fact, I have I'm trying to grow confidence in both of my girls. And since my oldest has seen you in person and my youngest has only heard you in utero initially. My oldest, you know, if she's ever like, I can't do that, I'm like, but you can, you can, you can, you can. And she's like, bah. Stop trying to be nice,
that's
Mom.
Good. Well, it's a good, I actually have adult friends. I have one friend in particular who's been in the hospital for some time, and he's making a miraculous recovery. Just, they finally figured out what was causing something very serious. And anyway, he's been singing Tayo Dinaki.
Oh.
And I sent him a live version of it. So that song can, even though it's very Mr. Rogers vibe, it can be inspirational, hopefully, to all ages.
Well, yeah. Zach, thank you so much for being our guest today. Thank you for the video. We look forward to having you back in person as soon as possible. And thank you for the message that you carry. It's an important, uplifting, educational, inspirational, the whole nine yards, everything you'd want in both for adults and for kids. So thank you so much for that. We have a couple of announcements we got to make sure we get in. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10 to 1, Friends of the Library are doing their book drop-off for their at the Delaware Library. This is only at Delaware. It was at Orange last week. We took in several thousand books at Delaware at Orange last week. We're hoping we get the same results this week because the Friends are getting ready to start doing sales again, and they need your donations. So you don't have to do anything. Just drive up to the front of the library. We'll unload your car, your SUV, whatever, and we will send you on your way with a receipt if you need it and a couple of little thank you gifts and our deep appreciation. So This is also the last day of Summer Reading Club. So you've got a couple of weeks still to pick up prizes to finish reading, doing your reading. Make sure you check out all the great videos and the other programs. And we don't want to forget about Molly Idol, who is going to be here on
August 7th.
Saturday, August 7th.
About two weeks.
At Orange in the new
Imagination
outside
Garden,
yeah, in the Imagination Garden, and we're going to use our new gazebo for the first time, which we'll have to still come up with a better name for. you've got time for like one thing, Nicole, that you don't want to forget.
Chicks have hatched at Powell, so they have hatched and they are peeping away, and so you can visit them at Powell for the next week or so before they get picked up to go back to the farm. And you want to have your kiddos, if you have anyone who you know who wants to snuggle with a therapy dog, with a certified therapy dog, Atlas is coming to the Orange Branch Library on Tuesday between 4 and 6. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to be there right at 4. Just come and snuggle Atlas anytime during that time.
All right. Thank you again, Zach Morgan. We really appreciate everything. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys. And thank you for being so kind. You always are so kind to me, and I appreciate it.
It's
our
right,
pleasure.
Right back at you. Yeah. So, and, of course, Gage, thank you for the board, working the board.
Absolutely.
Nicole, thank you.
Always
and
a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you in the stacks.